I want to talk to you about a big word this morning called confession. Anybody have any idea what that word confession means? Confess? No? Okay, well, I want to tell you. Oh, you have an idea. Great.
Tell people what you've done.
Yeah. Exactly. Telling people the truth about what you've done. So let me give you an example. You do? That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Let me give you an example. A boy and a girl were playing in the house. Mom had told them, do not throw the ball in the house. So they were throwing the ball, and guess what? They broke the window. Mom hears the window broken. Mom comes in and says, what happened? We don't know. Who did this? We don't know. That's not confession. That is telling a story, telling a lie. But mom and dad knows who did it already, don't they? They know who did it. But they want you to be honest and say, you know what, mom and dad, I broke the window. I was doing something wrong, and I broke the window, and I'm sorry. When we tell the truth, when we confess, what happens? Mom and dad forgive us. They might still give us consequences, some time out or something like that. We might have to do time out. You wanted to say something, Ryan?
Because sometimes you can tell by lying from the face of them.
Very true. Our parents are very good at knowing when we're lying. They can tell by our face, she said. Huh?
There's a one about a book about Berenstain Bears. And sister tries to make him, but then she breaks the lamp, and brother does too.
Uh-oh. So there's a book about that, and they do the wrong thing. Maybe they didn't mean to break the window, but they knew they were doing wrong by throwing a ball in the house. Yes, ma'am?
Because you have to throw a ball outside.
Very good. We have to throw a ball outside. And when we do something wrong, we have to confess and tell the truth. Now, this is what we're going to be talking about with the grown-ups in the sermon today, is that God wants us to tell God when we've done something wrong and ask for God's forgiveness. It's called confession. And we can do that out loud. We can do it in our mind and in our heart, quietly, silently. But we just, every day, we can say, Lord, I'm sorry I did something wrong today. And we can tell God what we did wrong. I ask for your forgiveness. And I don't want to do that again tomorrow. If I know it's wrong to throw the ball in the house, then tomorrow I'm going to say, you know what? I don't want to do wrong. I don't want to throw the ball in the house. I'm going to throw the ball outside like I'm supposed to, right? And that way I won't get in trouble and everybody will be safe. So there's reasons why we have rules. And God gives us rules, the commandments. God wants us to do the right thing. But when we mess up, God will forgive us and God will love us. Very good this morning. Let us pray. Thank you, God, for forgiving us. Help us always to confess. Tell the truth about what we did. Amen.